You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
It's the Social Soundbite, helping you stay on brand with the latest social media news, trends, and tips. Here's Nick Westergaard.
Good morning, Jerry. How does today find you?
Wonderful.
Now with more sound.
I like using your mic. I had Ron in from Prelude Behavioral Services, and I usually take a little stroll around the parking lot in the morning. And I love this morning. I love the crisp 49 degrees. I love the birds chirping. The sun is shining. The sky is clear. My world is very sunny. How are you?
It's wonderful.
Are you doing as well as me?
I am, I think. It is almost chilly weather.
It is, but I love that sweatshirt weather. That's just start out by the campfire and whatnot, but... What's going on in the world of branding and social media, my friend?
Well, if you were sitting by that campfire working on your Facebook page, you probably would have noticed recently a decline in your reach. So if you run a Facebook page, you'll see those little numbers with usually a little green bar below that shows how many people have actually seen this post that you just made. And some new data from BuzzSumo, who analyzed more than 880 million Facebook posts from pages and publishers over the past year, discovered that reach has been declining steadily. It's down on average about 20% for brand pages. And Facebook, of course, is constantly making adjustments. Many of us know that there's updates to the app and the user interface. But over the past few months, they've also cracked down on clickbait posts. They have given more weight in what they show in the news feed to your posts from friends and family. The biggest reason being we often engage more with posts from friends and family versus brand pages. So they're showing us that a little bit more. But also the types of things posted that get more attention. Images have usually performed well. They've dropped off. Links have done okay. They've dropped off. The only thing that hasn't lost ground and is also being given more weight by Facebook is video. We see Facebook doubling down on video posts, especially live video posts. You get that little reminder in the app saying that something, someone is live right now.
I would say that they have increased. So I manage or I assist and manage the KXIC Facebook page, so I'm very familiar. If you're not, if you don't have a page, this might be a little bit out of reach for you. But one thing that I think that they've been doing really hard is pushing the boost. So if I post something, they say, for $3, you can reach this many people. And so they're really being aggressive on $3. Somebody might be willing to throw that to get an extra few views.
Well, all of these things are really easy adjustments to make. And, of course, that's the other side of when your organic reach drops off, then all of a sudden we want to pay more to bolster that. So Facebook probably doesn't mind that they're testing, pulling back that throttle just a little bit to see if we will pay them for that as well.
That's manipulation of the market then.
Historically, we've been okay paying that. So again,
I see exactly what you're saying is, well, maybe if I don't show them such good numbers, maybe I can get them to pay for it.
It is.
What a fascinating point. But I have full trust in Facebook.
Oh, they wouldn't do anything wrong to us.
No, of course not. And it is the social media Social Soundbite, 7:50 every Wednesday. How do we find out about you, Nick?
You can learn more about me and my event that we're hosting next week, the Social Brand Forum.
Gosh, it is already next week.
It is a week from tomorrow.
Wow.
September 14th at the IMU at branddrivendigital.com is where you can learn more.
And quickly, what are you going to be talking about?
Oh, we have speakers talking about social media crisis communication, about strategy, about content, about creative ideas to get going, all sorts of stuff.
And is there a discount?
There is, in fact. If you use promo code KXIC, you can save $100 off registration.
Nick Westergaard, always a pleasure talking to you almost every Wednesday. And how, really quick, how are classes going?
Oh, they are great. Plus, I have a Monday class, so we were off this week.
Good for you. It's short work week. Nick, always a pleasure. 7:56 right now, 49 degrees, news, traffic, and weather at the top of the hour.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.